America's hospitals are really stretched thin right now. There are nearly twice as many COVID-19 patients now compared to previous peaks, and that makes it especially important for these hospitals to celebrate victories when people recover and can go home. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nikki Ouellette was there when a hospital in Billings, Montana, had a send-off for one of their own nurses who beat the virus.
So they are on the elevator right now.
Ellen Edlund was hospitalized for about 3 weeks, including a stint in the ICU on a heart-lung bypass machine. A 20-year veteran registered nurse at Billings Clinic credits her recovery to her colleagues' expertise and an outpouring of community support and care. A wheelchair carried her out of the hospital through a tunnel of cheering colleagues as the opening notes of Beethoven's Ode to Joy pumped through the hospital speakers. Billings Clinic started doing that recently, calling the practice Code Joy.
It takes a village, and because of all of your guys' love and care and support, I'm leaving today.
Edlund, who's 55, says she's an otherwise healthy person, but after her battle with the coronavirus, she's thrilled to be alive.
It tried to kill me. There's really not a lot of explanation why I survived this. And it's a virus. I thought I had the flu. It hit me that hard.
Edlund says many people less ill than she have died from coronavirus. She encourages everyone to take simple steps. Wash your hands, wear a mask.
It's not taking away your American rights. It's just keeping people safe. And we're going to get through it, but you just need a little more time.
After another week in rehab, Edlund was released last Friday. She says she's excited to be home for Christmas.
I feel pretty darn good for everything that's happened.
After 3 months of rising steeply, the number of people in Montana hospitalized for COVID-19 has dropped by about half in the last 4 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Nikki Ouellette in Billings.